Okay, we're moving on to Perek Dalet. I think one of the general themes of this Perek is David rebuking his enemies, how they're constantly plotting against him, and they're denigrating him, they're making fun of him, they're embarrassing him, and David is going to say to them, why are you trying with your futile attempts? Why are you embarrassing me? I've got my power of tefillah, and Hashem's going to listen to me, and therefore I suggest that you repent, you do teshuvah, you do the honorable thing, and then Hashem will receive your teshuvah, and so on. The parak starts out with Lamnatseach bin Ginois Mizmar LeDavid. Now, if you recall in the previous parak, we mentioned the Medrash that the Lashon of Nitzuach is to be Menatseach, to win, to emerge victorious. Ben Ginnis is obviously an expression of Nigun, as is Mizmar Zemer. And we saw in the Medrash last time that Talam Natseach, Ben Ginnis, usually has a connotation of future, that La'asid Lava in the end of days. But Rashi and the Metzudas over here say that the expression of Lam Natseach also has a connotation specifically to do with those people who are singing. And then the Metzudah says over here that Bali Shir, people who are singing, we sometimes refer to them as Menatzchim. Why so? Ki darkum linatzeach ze'eze b'haramas koil u'b'achra'ase, because each of them is trying to almost outdo the other one by raising their voice. That's the expression of lam natzeach. But anyway, we continue. B'kari aneini elokei tzidki batzar hirchavtali. So David HaMelech says, when I call out to you, Aneini, you respond and you answer my tefillas. Elekei tzidki, that you constantly do tzedek for me. Batzar, when I am in narrow confinements and constraints, hirchavtali, you widen things for me, you alleviate my pain. Chaneni u'shmat tefilasi. I'm able to find favor in your eyes and you listen to my tefillah. The Medrash says over here that David HaMelech is beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's saying that when the nations of the world come to pray to you, they come to daven, you shouldn't listen to their tefillahs because they're not really davening b'lev shalem. They're only doing it out of desperation because their deities were unable to respond, so therefore they give a one last ditch attempt and they try to call on you. But it says David, Aval Kish Yisrael Kerem Etzlecha, when Klal Yisrael call out to you, immediately you listen to our tefillahs. And that's what the pasuk means. Bukhari, when we call out, immediately Aneini Elokei Tzidki, you will respond. The Medrash says an amazing thing that Hashem says to us, that not only will I respond to your tefillahs when you ask me and when you call upon me, but even before you actually call out, I will respond. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Terem yikro vani ene, that even before you call out, I will respond. So there's an incredible kach of tefillah that Klal Yisrael have. That's number one, when we call out, there's a response. And number two, even before we actually call out in tefillah, there are times when Hashem responds to us. So it says David, Bnei Ish, you people, the sons of man, we'll see in a minute what Bnei Ish means. Adme kvoidi lechlima. How much longer? Adme is like admasai. Until when will my honor be disgraced? How much longer are you going to embarrass me and denigrate me? Tehavun rik, that you enjoy speaking empty words. Tevakshu chaz of selah, that you're constantly interested in spreading lies against me. So Rashi says over here, based on the Medrash, that Bnei Ish means Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hakruyim Ish, meaning he's referring to Jewish enemies. The Medrash says over here, he's referring to Doeg and Achitofel. You come from such an illustrious past. You come from Avram, who was called Ish, and Yitzchak we find in the pasuk called Ish and Yaakov. So Ish is always an expression of chashivas, of importance. So you come from such an important, illustrious past. Nevertheless, you enjoy embarrassing me. What does it mean you enjoy embarrassing me? So the Midrash says that some of the enemies of David refused to call him by his name. They would say, Ben Yishai, You know, where is Ben Yishai? They didn't actually want to call David by his name. You know, Rashi brings over a couple of times, Harayisim is Ben Yishai, me David and me Ben Yishai, B'chreiz B'ni and Ben Yishai. David responds and he says, well, you call me Ben Yishai, I don't have a name. You refuse to call me by my name. So how much longer are you going to make fun of me? The other pshat in the Medrash over here is that Bnei Ish is referring to the nations of the world. And they're called Bnei Ish because Noach was called Ish. It says, V'Noach Ish Tzadik. And the Admech Kavodi Leklima, how much longer are you going to embarrass me, is referring to the embarrassment of the Beis HaMikdash, to denigrate and mock and show a lack of respect and dignity to the Beis HaMikdash. So the pasuk continues, Udu ki hifla Hashem chosid lo, why are you bothering with your futile attempts? Don't you realize that ki hifla Hashem chosid lo, Hashem has separated a pious one for him? Hashem yishma bekari lov, and you think I'm nothing? You think that if you mock me and you call me Ben Yishai, it means that I'm not necessarily special? Hashem considers me to be special. Hashem considers me to be his pious one. And Hashem is going to listen to my tefillas. So David says to these people who are making fun of him, Rigzu of Al Techato, famous pasuk. Rigzu, Rashi, and the Metzudas translate that it's an expression of harada. You should tremble. Tremble and don't sin anymore. Imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'doimu sela. So the way the Metzudas explains is that you should tremble, you should quake, you should be afraid of Hashem, and you should stop sinning against me, which ultimately means you're sinning against Hashem. And when you're resting on your bed at night, when everything is quiet, and it's a time when a person's mind races, so and a person doesn't have any tirdas, he's not busy with all different types of things, then you should think imru b'levavchem, you should think into your hearts, v'dei musela, you should think in your hearts, and you should think, is it really correct what we're doing and spreading these lies and these falsities and the sheker and the chazav which we're saying about David? V'dei musela, and you should be quiet. So in other words, it's all good and well when you're out there, out and about, and you're impressing people, and you're spreading rumors about me, but you know the truth. And when you're lying in bed at night and you're contemplating about the day's events, you should realize that what you're doing is wrong and you should stop what you're doing. The famous Gemara in Maseches Brachos on Daf Hey, the Gemara says that these are, this is referring to four expressions here in the pasuk, Rigzu v'al techto, Imru b'vavchem, number two, Al mishkavchem, number three, V'dei musela, number four. Meaning to say, it says Reb Shimon ben Lakish, a person should always be margiz his yetzer toiv on his yetzer hara. Meaning to say, a person should embark on a fierce battle and he should try and evoke all the power that his yetzer toiv has to go and squash and suppress his yetzer hara. Now that's what it means. Rigzu, a lashon of roiges, of anger. And that will hopefully stop you. Va'al techto, you won't sin. Now if you're successful, great. If not, stage number two is Imru b'vavchem, which means Yasik b'teira. Imru b'vavchem is referring to Divrei Teira, like we say, V'hayu advarim eila al levavecha. So Imru b'vavchem is referring to these words, which are al levavecha. So stage number two, if you're not able to just psych yourself up, is to learn Teira. If you're successful, great. V'imlav, and if not, then Yikra Kriyashma, meaning al mishkavchem, on your bed, is referring to Kriyashma. Al mishkavchem, right? We say b'shachbecha in Kriyashma. So you should recite the Shema. If you're successful, great. And if not, yizkar lo yom ha'misa. You should remember your day of death, and that's what it means. V'daimu sela, right? Daimu means to be quiet, right? Le'hamisa mihaluka. But they call you a duma, someone who's a duma, someone who is silent, and someone who is dead. So these are the four stages. Stage number one is your yetzer tov. Just try and psych yourself up that your yetzer tov should beat your yetzer hara. If not, lima teira. If not, kriyashma. And if not, the day of your death. It's a famous question which the Mefarshim ask over here. If there's four stages, and presumably we're going from smaller to stronger to greater to more powerful, so why not just jump to stage number four? Just remember the day of your death. So I saw an interesting shot that now if a person just jumps to the day of their death, that won't necessarily do anything. On the contrary, a person might say, you know, I'm going to die, so I might as well eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow I'm going to die. So therefore, it's only if a person learns Torah and has Torah values and realizes what is important, what is not important, and he recites the Shema, which is accepting upon himself the yoke of heaven, the Olam HaShemayim, the Olam of Mitzvahs, then when that person, if a person is trying and struggling with their Yetzer, then if they remember the day of death, and they're going to remember that they're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon, they're going to have to explain themselves, then that will be successful. But just jumping straight to the day of death, that will not help. So David continues to tell these Rishayim, you know what, if you are taking my advice and my words of rebuke, and you're going to do teshuvah, then zivchu zivchei tzedek, u'bitchu el Hashem. So the Medrash says, it's referring to someone who did a sin and wants to repent, and is davening to Hashem that he should be meichel. And on that, Hashem says the Medrash, imata oisaken, if you'll do so, zivchu zivchi tzedek. It's as if I will treat as if you have built an altar and you have been makriv karbonis, and then you've got nothing to fear. On the contrary, ubitchu el Hashem, you can trust in Hashem that your avera will be pardoned. David goes on to say, Rabim Imram mi yarenu tuv, nesoyelenu or panach Hashem. So David says that sometimes people are jealous from the success of the Rishayim. And many people say, mi yarenu tuv, who can show us goodness? Meaning, we'd also like to see the Oysher and the Shalva, the tranquility and the success which these Rishayim have. That would be such a nice thing for us. And that, we say, Nisa Aleinu, maybe they would like to have that also. Nisa Aleinu Ar Panech Hashem. But really Hashem will lift up. The word Nes means to lift up like a banner. Nisa Aleinu Ar Panech Hashem. Hashem will lift upon us the light of His face. Meaning, David says that, you know what, I'm not jealous of these people. I'm not jealous of these people who say, oh, you know, me, Arenu too, if we'd also like to live a nice life with the Osher, covered, shalv, and so on. I'm not jealous. You know why? The pasuk continues, Nosata Simcha Belibi. On the contrary, you have given happiness in my heart. Me'ez Degonim V'Siroshim Rabu, from the time that their grain and their grapes and their wines, from the time that they were so successful and they produced so much. Meaning David says that if these wicked individuals are seemingly living such a good, prosperous, happy, carefree life, so on the contrary, when I see their prosperity, that gives a happiness in my heart, because I tell myself that if people who are doing wrong, according to the Medrash, the nations of the world who are only keeping seven mitzvahs, and nevertheless, this is their reward. So, kal v'chomer is someone who is doing the right thing. So, these two psukim really go together. Rabbi Meimer, mi yarenu tuv. Some people get jealous of the wicked, of those who prosper, and they say, we'd also like to have that. But you know what, Hashem, you lift up upon us the light of your face. And on the contrary, we are happy, we are delighted when we see their success, because that encourages us to continue, because we know that we are going to be destined for much bigger and better rewards. David continues and then concludes the perek by saying that, you know, I'm just not going to be intimidated by these people who are running after me, who are chasing after me, who are successful, who are prosperous. B'shalom yachtov eshkava v'yishon. With peace together, I will lie down and I will sleep. The Mefarshim explain over here that some people who've got all different types of worries and concerns, they lie down, but they can't fall asleep. Their mind is racing. They're unable to sleep. But with me, Eshkava, I lie down, Ve'ishan. As soon as I lie down, I go to sleep. Ki ata Hashem levadad lavetach teshiveni. Because you, Hashem, you're the only one. I trust in you. And I know that you're going to bring everything back to me, everything which is supposed to come to me, you're going to give me, and therefore I'm not going to be fearful of my enemies.